Gerry Adams, the Northern Irish Republican politician, is coming to Washington this week for St. Patrick's Day, but won't be going to the White House. For the first time in 10 years, he and other members of Sinn Féin, the Republican Party in Ireland, were not invited in order to express America's displeasure with their links to the Irish Republican Army. Instead, the Bush administration invited the Five Sisters of Robert McCartney, a fellow nationalist who was murdered by IRA men in a barroom fight 6 weeks ago. Pressure for Sinn Féin to distance itself from the IRA's criminality is growing, as is disdain for the IRA itself, especially among its normal constituents. Joining us is Kevin Cullen of the Boston Globe, who's appeared often on this program to talk about Northern Ireland. Welcome.
Hi, Sheila.
The IRA offered to kill the men responsible for Robert McCartney's death. The sister said, no thank you, preferring justice to revenge. What does it say about the state of the IRA that it even made that kind of offer?
Well, first of all, it shows that they are completely out of the mainstream that they would say that. I know many people expressed shock when they heard the statement. I didn't. What I found surprising or significant about the statement was that the IRA was giving somebody an option, that they were giving the family an option whether they would shoot somebody or not. As far as I can tell, and I've talked to some former IRA members about this, there's never been a case in which the IRA has asked somebody else to decide what punishment they would mete out.
It takes courage to stand up to the IRA. What kind of people are the McCartney sisters?
What you see is what you get from these folks. They're from Short Strand, which is a very vulnerable neighborhood in East Belfast surrounded by loyalists, which is exactly the kind of neighborhood where the provisional IRA took hold and grew 35 years ago. So the fact that they would stand up to them, that's what makes this so remarkable. I keep stressing that they are not the first Republicans to stand up to the IRA and accuse them of unfairly distributing or meting out summary justice, but they are the first Republicans that have been supported by a wider group of Republicans, which has really made the IRA stand up and notice.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. How have the perceptions of the IRA among poor Catholics, who are their traditional supporters, how have those perceptions changed over recent years?
The Republican community, the wider community, never saw the IRA as the outside world. There was so much governments and propaganda and news accounts would suggest that the IRA were a bunch of criminals that were hiding behind a political cause. In neighborhoods like the Short Strand and places like North Belfast, the IRA was seen as protectors. They were the ones that stood between loyalist paramilitaries who would kill Catholics at random. They are the ones who were shooting at the British Army, who were kicking in doors, ripping up floorboards, and swearing at women. And they were also the people who stood between, you know, the community and the police force that was widely discredited and not accepted. But in the 10 years since the 1994 ceasefire, the people in those very neighborhoods that were so vulnerable don't feel as vulnerable anymore, or at least they don't feel as though the IRA can be the sole arbiters of justice in their neighborhoods.
People are calling for Gerry Adams and Sinn Féin to distance themselves from the IRA, but is that possible? Are the links there too strong?
I mean, they have distanced themselves over the years in the sense that the political movement is going one way and the paramilitary movement is going the other. I know there are a lot of people who suggest that the leaderships are one and the same. That's unclear to me. But certainly, I mean, Sinn Féin has made remarkable political strides since the 1998 Good Friday Agreement, but their ability to grow politically is really weighed down by the IRA. The IRA is the albatross around the neck of Sinn Féin, particularly in the south of Ireland. If Sinn Féin wants to really be successful as a political party in the Republic of Ireland, people must see that the IRA disbands and goes away. There was a poll published on Friday in the Belfast Telegraph which suggested that 60% of Catholic nationalists in Northern Ireland, and more significantly, about half of Sinn Féin voters, believe that it's time for the IRA to disband. And so, actually, that probably will be well received within the Sinn Féin leadership ranks, because they know they will not be able to politically grow unless the IRA goes away.
You've said before in this program you think the war in Northern Ireland is over. Do you still think that?
I've always said that. I've believed it since 1994. And in fact, the peace process, as we know it, has started and stalled precisely because the IRA leaders have refused to explicitly say their war is over I think what we've seen in the last week or so is that the McCartney sisters have said it for them. And more importantly, their neighbors agree.
Kevin Cullen is a reporter for the Boston Globe. He's covered the conflict in Northern Ireland for nearly 20 years. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Sheila.